You hear that? Those are dolphins in Chesapeake Bay. Helen Bailey, an associate professor at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science in Solomons, says she first heard them 2 years ago.
We started testing our underwater microphones here 2 years ago in 2015. And as I say, we were just testing the hydrophones and we suddenly realized we're getting all these dolphin detections. So we put them out again last summer and we're putting them out again this summer.
But what are they doing here?
We think that they're following the prey into the bay and getting a better understanding of how that is working is really important to understanding the ecosystem.
To Bailey, that's a sign of improved water quality and healthy fish stocks. But Shannon Lyons says it could be a negative sign. She's a marine biologist and Chesapeake program director for South Wings, an environmental nonprofit that uses volunteer pilots to monitor waterways from the air. Lyons says large algal blooms on the surface, spotted from the air on one recent flight, create dead zones at the bottom.
So it's squeezing the fish into a narrow passage, theoretically, that make it really easy for the dolphins to forage, kind of like just going down this lane with their mouths open, basically, and finding the fish way more easily.
But they're not sure and want to know more. So researchers have created a citizen scientist app to track dolphin movements. It has a map that shows reported sightings and allows you to report your own. At last count, the app had more than 1,000 users who reported more than 700 dolphin sightings. Dana Scanlon is one of those users. She says she saw dolphins a couple weeks ago while sailing out of Annapolis with friends.
We saw a little splash in the water. We looked. One of our friends said, "Oh, look, a dolphin." And we kind of said, "What?" And all of a sudden, we found ourselves sailing in a pod of just dozens and dozens of dolphins.
She says she's never even seen one dolphin, let alone a pod, in years of sailing on the bay.
So it was really extraordinary. And we just spent the better part of an hour tacking and trying to stay close and circling around to stay within range of them. And it was really pretty extraordinary to see.
But they haven't seen any since. Captain John Mara has been running tourist cruises out of St. Michael's aboard the Patriot for the last 8 years. He says he's seen dolphins at least six of those years, but nothing like this year.
But this year, about 2 weeks ago, we had a pod of easily 50. It was stunning. It was stunning.
Now he spots a dolphin or two every day or two. And when he does, he puts his engines in neutral and lets them swim around the boat, giving the tourists an extra show. Unfortunately, no dolphins on this trip. But Tommy Lewis, a pound netter on the Little Wicomico River on Virginia's northern neck, is one of those who says this is no big deal.
We see them certain times of year in the spring and see them again in the fall, but nothing unusual and nothing great.
South Wings Lyons says Lewis could be right. They've been here all along. It's just that more people are hearing about it because of mushrooming social media. Whichever. I'm Joel McCord, still searching for dolphins for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.